The hour grows late as you walk home. You didn't mean to stay out this late, especially this close to Halloween. Is it always this foggy? You decide to take a shortcut through Old Man Bradshaw's castle. It's been abandoned for years, right? You're approaching the toppled tower. Is that a light coming from the other side? Are those voices? Growing fear, you realize that you've stumbled on something that not even Peter Murphy can save you from. It's Bobby Pickett's Monster Mash from 1962.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
In the classic Halloween song, a Dr. Frankenstein-type scientist sees his monster rise and perform a new dance, the Monster Mash. They throw a monster party with attendees such as the Wolfman, Igor, Count Dracula, and his son. Pickett performs the vocals doing an impression of Boris Karloff. Karloff was famously the actor who portrayed Frankenstein's monster in 1931's Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein in 1935, Son of Frankenstein in 1939, and you definitely know him for narrating and voicing The Grinch in the animated television special of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas from 1966.
And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow.
Pickett also impersonates Bela Lugosi as Count Dracula with the line, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?" But Dracula comes around on the new dance and joins the house band, the Crypt Kicker Five. It is also revealed that the song that we hear is not the actual song that they're playing or dancing to. It's just a tribute.
The greatest song in the world now. This is just a tribute. Couldn't remember.
Monster Mash was a huge success. The single was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart on October 20th to the 27th of 1962, and has been a Halloween classic ever since. Although the BBC did ban the record from airplay in 1962, on the grounds that the song was, quote, too morbid, unquote. Those naive English prudes. Christmas-themed follow-up, Monster's Holiday, was also released in 1962 and reached number 30 in December of the charts that year.
"'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was..."
and reached number 30 on the charts in December that year. Pickett and the Crypt Kickers released the full album titled The Original Monster Mash in late 1962. It featured other horror-themed parodies of contemporary hits and dance trends such as Blood Bank Blues, Graveyard Shift, Scully Gully, Wolfbane, Monster Munay, Transylvania Twist, Sinister Stomp, Me and My Mummy, as well as Monster Holiday. Bobby Pickett went on to write and perform other parody songs over the years, but it was in the early 80s he released Monster Rap, a direct sequel to Monster Mash where the mad scientist is unable to teach the dancing monster from Monster Mash how to talk. The problem is solved when he teaches the monster to rap.
"Still working in the lab late these nights, but I've grown used to eerie sights. I created a monster who could dance and walk, but I couldn't teach him how to talk. My faithful assistant, that hunchback fool who wastes his time in DJ school, says, 'How'd
you get here? Don't be a slap. DJ's really just a monster app.
You've got to shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock.'"
Igor, you idiot.
In 1993, Pickett released the third chapter in the MASH series, titled It's Alive. We meet up with the scientist 30 years later. His son has taken up the monster mantle, and they bond over raising the dead when they realize that this new monster prefers metal over blues.
"Good work,
my boy. It's the right shade of green. It's the best looking monster I've ever seen.
Two years before his passing in 2007, Pickett protested in action on the United States government's part towards global warming by releasing Climate Mash, a parody of the original Monster Mash that pleads for President Bush to save the forests.
We were hiking in the forest late one night when our eyes beheld an eerie sight. Our president appeared and began to frown. Then he and his friends cut the forest down.
He did the slash.
They did the forest slash.
He did the slash.
It was brutally brash.
He did the slash.
Public opinion was mashed.
He did the slash.
And they did it for the cash.
Yeah.
The lobbyists were having fun.
Now, it would be very easy to criticize Pickett for not parodying other things in the examples that I gave, but he did write other songs, and I think that he knew what he was good at and stuck to having fun with monsters. He did try to evolve with the changing trends of the day, and I think Monster Rap and It's Alive are catchy, underrated songs. AC/DC doesn't make jazz, Elvis never rapped, and Fred Durst never sang. No one seems to fault them for sticking to what made them famous. So this Halloween, when you sit down with your giant bag of candy that you bought at the store, don't forget to thank Bobby Pickett. Because without him, Dracula, the Wolfman, or Dr. Frankenstein's monster could be creeping up on your house while doing the Charleston. Hey everyone, we probably don't do this enough, but I wanted to say thank you to our 12 supporters at patreon.com/thediscographers. Because of you, we've been able to pay for our hosting, our website, giveaways, and to save up to buy a mixer to let us record phone interviews. None of you have ever complained about late episodes, or when I decide to just take up a month doing short episodes about whatever I want and calling it Tyler Month. You all rock. If you aren't a Patreon supporter and you consistently enjoy what we're doing here, why not consider giving a dollar a month? Brian and I are doing the show on our own, and we are balancing work, family, and all the other stuff that life throws at us. Having money really makes this fun outlet more legitimate to our parents. Thank you.